On the phone with us this morning on day one of early voting, candidate for Texas State Comptroller Deb Medina. Deborah, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Hey, you know, as a business owner, I just think that this is one of the more important races around the state because this has to do with all the marbles, the money bag, the cash flow. What are your ideas, and what do you want people to take away from this interview and take to the election?
Well, we're working on a lot, but I think in a nutshell, Texas does a good job of talking about free markets. We don't do a very good job of executing free markets. We've had a lot of regulation coming out of Austin, and just a couple of weeks ago, the National Federation of Independent Businesses said Texas no longer is one of the top 10 states for small business. We have got to have people in the executive branch who understand that there's a difference between pro-free markets and pro-business. We've been writing a whole lot of laws that are having an effect of being very destructive to our small, to the business community, to the free market community in Texas. I want to lead on those ideas, making sure that Texas is free and prosperous.
Okay, let me ask you, and this is just being devil's advocate, but I think about this all the time. There are a lot of basic principles that a lot of people are very conservative fiscally. And from where we are right now, a lot of times when, you know, people speak about conservative fiscal policy, the first thing you think about is a salmon swimming upstream. I mean, it's not going to be a short row to hoe.
I don't think there's any question about that. We have not gotten to where we are overnight. We've been piecemealing policy in Texas for a long time, and I think that policy has not been primarily free market driven, nor has it been very purposeful, as we've seen our the diversity of our economy outpace the structure of our tax system. We started with a tax system built around pretty much an agrarian economy. We have a very diverse economy in the state of Texas today, but we are trying, we've got 63 different taxes in Texas. Where I'm not talking about fees, I'm talking about taxes alone, 63 different taxes. That's a piecemeal structure. Your listeners are going to know, we all know, there's lots of corporate welfare programs in Texas. Both of those things are not favorable to a free market. They are wealth redistribution in their finest form. They very much hinder our ability to be as productive and as prosperous as we could be. So I don't think we get back to a perfectly free market overnight, but I do believe that I'm going to go to Austin to be a strong advocate for those ideas so that we begin to move in that direction rather than towards continuing towards this more highly regulated environment and down that path that we've been on for a few years now.
You know, I think that the national sentiment is changing all around the country, as indicated by films that have a moral base or a faith-based theme are just exploding at the box offices. I think people are looking for, reaching for, a point that really makes sense. And, you know, I kind of feel like what you really have to do as an individual is, you know, abandon the principles as we know them in society today and just adhere to the basic family values and conservative values that revolve around the family and let that run out into fiscal policy and in our public policies.
Well, I think you're so right about that. I often say we've confused doing good with government service. Just because something is the right thing to do or a good thing to do does not mean the government ought to be the one doing it. And we've really, I think we all can say I've got some responsibility here, I've got some share of this, but we've seen our churches abdicating things that they should be doing to the government. We've seen families abdicating, or and maybe families and churches are saying, no, we weren't abdicating, they were stealing it, taking it from us by force. But we really need to, I've often said, you know, we've all got a little piece of this, look in the mirror and say, what is my government doing for me that I should be doing for myself? And that is a, you're right, that's kind of a character moral sort of a change. But we also have to have people in office who are willing to stand up and say, this is not the government's job. It may be something that needs to be done, but it's not the government's job to do it. And the state of Texas is not going to take this on. Communities, families, churches are going to have to meet this need. And we just haven't had a lot of that. We've had some lofty rhetoric in that way, but when you look at the behavior and what we've actually done, we haven't seen that happening.
Right. You know, I think it's safe to say that in the free market, that's really the only thing that can nose America up and keep the plane from crash landing. I think the only way to make that happen is for the federal government to get out of the way time and time and time and time and time again. You know, we're throwing money at things that don't work, and I know this is a little bit off the beaten path for the state comptroller, but, you know, just recently they came out with a story yesterday, and Oregon has gotten $300 million to implement, you know, their Cover Oregon website. They haven't signed up one stinking person for this healthcare mess. You know, so I agree with you from the standpoint that, you know, money gets thrown at the wrong places. How do you actually get in there and, you know, prevent those types of things that happening, like systemically?
I don't believe that the people in office have all the answers. And it has been amazing to me. I think I hear comments from people around the state as I travel all the time. About problems that they see. And I think if we just had elected officials who were really delving into and asking the people, tell us where we're making mistakes, tell us where we could be better, and really being willing to listen. I've got folks calling me now just about daily saying, Deborah, here's a problem with where we're spending money the wrong way in the state of Texas. So I think there's plenty of people want to see us doing a better job as a state. We have a very robust and vibrant economy right now. I'm pretty concerned about the fact that even in this robust, vibrant economy, we're not paying as we go for basic government services, and, you know, we're not addressing the water needs of the state. We're not addressing the transportation needs, but for putting expenditures on a credit card. We need to be paying for those things as we go. We've got to move ourselves back to that place, and we haven't been there, frankly, in Texas for about the last 20 years. When we take on new major expenditures, they are always put onto bonded indebtedness such that we now have the second highest level of local debt per capita in the country right here in Texas. When we have a booming economy and we can't afford to pay as we go, we are setting our children and their children up for some very difficult times ahead, and there's no excuse for that. Texas is a bountiful land with great right. human resources and great natural resources, and we should be not just above, you know, above average, but really leading because of the great resources that we have in this state. And you're absolutely right. A free market is the way to keep us there. We have to make sure we preserve and protect that. And unfortunately, a lot of our policies have led us in the opposite direction.
Hey, Deborah Medina, candidate for State Comptroller, State of Texas. Thanks for checking in with us this morning. We'll see you at the poll.
Thank you very much.